Welcome back, guys, to the Penthouse 5 podcast, episode number 16.
16. Yes.
Go on, Dave, what is it in a different language?
Diez y seis in Spanish, if my high school education serves me well, I believe.
Yeah.
If I'm wrong.
Got another one?
Comment to the podcast. Penthouse 5 band, there you go.
Mate, I've got Dave back on the podcast, finally. Yes. First one for this year, 2020.
Thank goodness. Oh, John in his own was, boring.
One view. Your own view.
Yeah, you.
Yeah. Me rewatching it. Oh, man. Anyway, cracking on with this podcast.
Yes.
Today's episode number 16.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking about, what we're going to be talking about, Dave?
I think today we're going to be talking about Penthouse 5 2019 year in review. We're going to be talking about the things we did good, things we could have improved on, things we're looking to improve on for this year, 2020, new decade. Pop.
Yes.
So it's just a kind of a cool chance to, really go back over the last year and kind of, what worked well, what didn't, just kind of a bit of analysis.
Yeah, man.
It's going to be some laughter, some tears. It's going to be... Yeah, it's going to be good.
Yeah.
Hopefully, it will benefit you guys as well.
Mm.
So there we go. Yeah.
But before we get into that shit...
Oh, here we go.
Here we go. Let's just have a quick catch-up. What have you been doing? I ain't seen you. This is the first time I've seen you since...
Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Yeah. Kwanzaa.
I literally saw you last time. It was obviously the Christmas gigs, wasn't it? And then obviously Christmas happened.
New Year's
happened and stuff. And
Had a bit of a whirlwind Christmas. It's kind of like crazy family stuff going on in Ireland. But... New Year, really excited. I'm going to be 30 this year, so I've got a bit of extra kind of life perspective that's started to hit me over the last few
months. Something about 30.
Yeah, I don't really know why, because it's just a number. And it's a bit stupid. I think it's just I really want to set myself up well, like mentally, physically, with, my work and my life and my habits. I really want to just enter the new decade of my life smashing it. I want to enter it running in the right direction. So... just been focusing on just the little things. So we've been talking about like the books we've been reading and stuff. I've been reading the David Goggins book Can't Hurt Me, which is just
incredible,
awesome.
Yeah,
because he doesn't take any shit at all. It just tells you to look yourself in the mirror, face facts, deal with your demons and punch in the fucking face and deal with it, which I love. Really hits home for me, especially in the world we live in nowadays, for someone to just cut out all the bullshit and the delicacy and the
100%.
He's just like, fuck that. Yeah. You want to fix it, you need to just get stuck in. And I'm getting stuck in. I'm doing more workouts and running and stuff. And,
nice.
And it's going well. It's going good. How about you? What have you been up to?
You know, same old shit, man. Just 2020, like getting those goals in, you know?
Yes.
A few podcasts on my own, waiting for you to come back. But hopefully the next episode we put out, hopefully we're going to have a guest on. It's going to be a special one. It's going to be the first of hopefully many new type of episodes, isn't it? And obviously, we'll do our thing. I'll do some solo ones and then try and get some guests on as well.
Cool.
Get some outside knowledge.
Mysterious.
You know?
I'm excited.
Yeah, you know?
I might actually watch this one.
Viewer number two.
100% increase.
Yeah, you know.
There you go.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what we need.
Numbers, yes. Quick maths.
We watched Star Wars.
We did watch Star Wars.
Well, not together, but we watched
it. I mean, in my heart.
Yeah, you were there.
Yeah.
So what did you think?
I loved it. I thought it was great. I thought the previous one, episode 8, divided a lot of people. Some people loved it. A lot of people hated it. I thought it was good. I thought it had some incredible moments. But this one, I mean, it's the end of the Skywalker saga. I thought it did a really good job of, the nearly impossible task of wrapping it all up. It was really fun. It went a million miles an hour, which was awesome. Yeah. It was so ferocious.
It wasn't slow at all, was it?
Nah, it just tore through everything. I mean, can we talk about spoilers? If you ain't seen it, fuck you.
If you're in the Star Wars, and you haven't seen the film yet, pause this, go watch it, come back, unpause this, carry on watching.
There we go. Timestamp, what are we on? About 4 minutes in. The bit where I thought fucking Chewie died, my heart was broken.
I don't even understand how they twisted that.
Because there were two ships.
You
didn't really notice it. But one of them flew away.
Yeah.
And then her coming out with like the Palpatine lightning bolt powers was
that
amazing.
That was sick.
And then the fight in the ocean was incredible.
That CGI was amazing.
Han Solo come back.
Yeah. Oh, I tell you one of my favorite bits actually. There's so many like throwbacks on there.
Mm.
I loved, absolutely loved it, and I got it straight away when she's on the island with Luke Skywalker's ghost, or he just appears. He just appears out of nowhere when she's
he catches the lightsaber that she throws away.
Well, yeah, he does that, comes out. Says, you know, stop being a pussy, David Jordan said shit. And then he brings the X-Wing out of the water.
Yeah, like Yoda did. Yeah.
That's like a throwback to, is it Emperor Strikes Back?
I think Yoda did that at the start of Return of the Jedi, but I'm not quite sure. You might be right.
Because Return of the Jedi, the first time you see Luke is when he comes, Jabba the Hutt, all that stuff's going on, and he's like... He's like wearing all black, got the green lightsaber. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I've already done my training.
I thought he brought the X-Wing up so that Luke could go and fight Darth Vader the second time. Or was that the first time? Anyway, it doesn't matter. We're talking about differences.
I can't remember. We'll go watch it again. But you know, it was a throwback.
That was really cool.
It was like, fans will know this. That was decent.
Yeah, it's kind of heart-wrenching again when like they had to wipe C-3PO's memory, and I was like, oh, that's really sad. That little monster, the little dude, he was fucking hilarious. It was so funny. The noise
he was making. Have you watched it yet?
The Mandalorian. Not yet. No.
Man, it's so good.
I'm gonna watch it now.
It is so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. No spoilers there because Damien watched it. So there we go.
I've heard everyone who I know who's watched it has said it's absolutely brilliant.
It's wicked.
I need to check that out.
Whoever directed that, I don't know who did, but they should do one of the Star Wars films, man. It's real good.
Well, yeah, because I think originally Rian Johnson, who directed the previous Star Wars, was supposed to do a new trilogy, and then obviously it was a bit hit and miss, so they were like, no. So then they were going to get the Game of Thrones guys to do a new...
Hell no.
And then they've signed some $100 million deal with Netflix to do all movies just on Netflix. So obviously Disney got shafted. So that's still in the
Netflix
air.
Account then.
Well, if Mandalorian does really well, then it could be that guy.
Mate, I hope so. Honestly, you got to watch it, man. It's only 8 or 10 episodes, I think. But it's so good.
Is the season over then? Is it?
10? Yeah. Obviously, you just got to wait for the next one to come out.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah. Anyway, let's start this episode. So we're doing a review of our 2019 as a band, all pros and cons. I guess stuff that we learned, stuff that we made, mistakes we make. We made mistakes, everyone, and we will this year as well. But
yeah, it's always learning about it. That's
exactly it's part of the process, man. So where do you want to start from the?
What was your year highlight with the band?
Evoke Festival. That was one of my performance highlights, because I've never performed a gig and had such a buzz from start to finish, and then it's come off after we finished performing, and the buzz is still there.
So good.
It was so good.
The medleys.
It was
the highlight reel of like just the craziest shit that we had
in the locker.
Yeah. And we had an amazing sound system, proper festival stage.
Yeah.
Really cool crowd there.
Yeah.
That was wicked. That was such a good day. I remember the buzz.
Yeah.
The buzz coming off. And even during it, I just remember looking around
exactly.
like as we were performing and being like, this is...
That's the thing. It was like mashup and mashup and mashup and segue and mashup and mashup. There's so much stuff going on. And the whole time I was thinking, oh, I can't wait to this next bit. And that's that, and you're like, next. Like, you know? And it's just like, climbing. Yeah. Oh, man, it's so, so good. But like, I think I scrolled through our Instagram the other day, or my photos or something like that. And I was just seeing some of the stuff we'd done like last year. Like Italy. The whole trip was fucking amazing.
Road trip to Italy.
Yeah, I mean, that was amazing.
My first time in Rome.
Jesus, man.
Ibiza was incredible.
Oh my God, like...
Get flown in like superstars. This is the gig I want to do, because we flew in, we got up super early Saturday morning, after probably drinking a little bit too much the day before, but we're still professional.
I don't drink, so...
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Okay. That sticky dance floor in the hellhole. But we got flown in, and there were sound guys there that they eventually sorted out all of our equipment. And then we got driven back and forth from the hotel to the venue, and looked after all day.
Yeah, man.
And we had amazing, like, three-course, like, Michelin-style food. It was amazing.
Steak.
Oh, that's so good.
I think there was fish as well. I didn't have that, but
even the starter, like, the food is so fresh. So nice. The venue was just incredible by the beach and the ocean.
Oh, man, so
the waves lapping.
The gig was just great fun as well. The crowds...
And the crowd loved
it. It wasn't a load of people. It definitely wasn't our biggest gig or anything like that, but, like, the people would just... really enjoyed it.
I'd rather perform to 50 people 100%. That are absolutely loving it than 100 people or 200 people that are just
meh. 100%.
Thankfully, most of the times we play, it tends to go down well.
That's when you know you've got something good, you're doing the right sort of thing, is when you're being booked, and at least 90-95% of the time, the crowd is up for it, dancing, blah, blah, blah.
You know, like, you're doing your job right.
Yeah, if it's like 1%, 2%, 3% of the time, like... you have that one odd occasion that's very rare that they're not that great.
Yeah.
Then you know you're on the right tracks. Do you know what I mean? There's always improvement to be made, but that's what I think anyway, my own opinion. So let's have a look then. What kind of things could we talk about that we learned and we want to improve on maybe?
I'd say maybe one thing that we want to keep doing is I'm really proud of how the level of quality jumped with the videos that we did at the university this year.
Yeah.
Or 2019 compared to 2018. Mm. And that's something we really want to continue to push for the next one, which is going to be hard because it was, but you know, we'll do it.
Yeah.
We'll get there.
We've got some promo coming up this year. This will be our third time now, which is great.
At the City of London University.
That'll be wicked. I've got a few projects in that one, which would be good. But yeah, you're right, man. Like, it's, I think we learned a lot from previous years of filming and stuff like that.
Yeah. What went kind of right and wrong during the filming, the recording process. Yeah.
Exactly. And I think we can do an even better job next time. Just really.
Yeah.
I think it's like, it's all about getting the experience and learning from it, obviously. And then as well, when the next time comes, planning a lot of that stuff, you know? So, I mean, we have so much experience in the promo videos thing now that we can look back on and see what worked and what didn't work. And then when we come towards that time as well, it's like planning exactly what we want to do, you know?
Yeah.
Down to the outfits, down to the shots, down to the music that we're selecting, down to the arrangements. Down
people
to,
that are coming in to help us.
Yeah, all that sort of stuff, you know? So, yeah, man, definitely.
So, yeah, that's definitely something I want to continue. I'm trying to think of, can you think of anything off the top of your head, things that, you look back and you're like, we could have done that better, or we'll aim to do that better next year.
Something just off the top of my head before you said that, I think that it was an improvement was towards the end, probably the last couple of months, we've got another new look, and it's almost like upped, like you said, the promo is upped from 2018 to 2019. We stepped it up on the attire that we're wearing, you know, like.
Yeah, I'm really happy with the look.
I remember when I thought about this band, like one of the elements on the look, like clothing wise, I really wanted people to make comments. We had that once, not sure if it was last year. I think it was the year before that. We played that party at the Italian villa. It was called in Poole,
right?
Do you remember, or Bournemouth, somewhere like that.
Down south, yeah.
Yeah, Nathan was on drums, doing drum depth. And I remember we looked nice and stuff, and we had a comment from the woman that booked us, but you know, when you're at a wedding and stuff and these events and stuff, it's not the easiest to stand out. I mean, you don't want to stand out too much because you're a band, but you want to look the part as well, you know, but everyone's dressed nice at a wedding most of the time, but yeah, that outfit we got now is, I mean, just, it's popping, you know.
And we had
comment after comment after comment at all these gigs, and I was like, you know, you're on the right track.
Just everyone around you were like, wow, you guys look good. It's just like, that's what you want, isn't it? You want people to instantly have a positive reaction to you.
Yeah.
And it's the tiniest details can do that.
Yeah.
And if you can have loads of them tiny details to add up, then that's going to make a really good impression.
Yeah.
And hopefully get more gigs. So,
That's it.
The little details really matter.
100%.
Especially when it comes to something like this. Because, you know, a large part of how we get our work is through our reputation and through the, you know, the opinion that people have of us. So the quicker we can kind of create that positive opinion,
it's like first impressions, isn't it?
Yeah.
Before they've even heard the band, they've seen you band. They've seen the people, they've seen the band, they've seen the musicians before they even played a night.
Yeah. It's not even, it's not specifically a music thing. That's just like a life thing in general, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
If you're, you know, it's like turning up to an interview. You want to look good. You want to look professional and presentable.
That's it.
It's just the kind of the entertainment glitz and glamour
kind
of version of that.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. That's definitely, really, really big step up. We're looking real good.
Yeah, man.
So that's cool.
I'm trying to think of anything we want to improve on or mistakes we maybe made last year.
We had one incident. I think it was a gig that I wasn't there, and that's probably why it all fell apart.
Go on then.
But we had an incident where, wasn't it? I believe it was the person who was in charge, like the wedding organizer, maybe the events manager for a wedding or a party that you guys performed at when I wasn't there, and I think there was a bit of a miscommunication of. Like, what's the protocol for if we want you to perform longer?
Yes.
And there was a little bit of confusion because we didn't really have a proper plan.
Yeah, for that scenario. Great shout, man. Great, great, great shout. Yeah. Yeah, that was towards the first quarter, maybe around that time of 2019. Mm. Just as we were starting to get into wedding season, like this, I think it was like springtime, like that type of thing. Yeah, it was a massive marquee. It was a cool wedding. Clients were great. Some of the guests were all right. but like generally, like when we were playing, crowd were loving it.
Mm.
But yeah, we come to this situation basically where from the agency that had booked that particular gig with us or for us, they have on their website or, you know, they give us the information on what the times are, right? Mm. So I've been told that we're finishing at like, it was something like 10:30. I think we were finishing at, that was the finish time.
Yeah.
And... you know, I send the message, I relay all the information that I have after contacting the client as well to the band so everyone knows what's going on. 10:30 is the finish time. We go in there with that mindset. And then the wedding planner or whoever it was, that type of person, there was some conversation because she wants us to finish a bit later or something. And I was like, oh, I've been told we're finishing at 10:30. And she looked at me like, what? That's not like what wedding finishes at 10:30. I was like, that's what we've been booked for. Like, that's what time I've been told. She was like, no, like, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, that was obviously some weird communication failure on, like, you know, I don't know. Maybe I should have checked it, the agency or whatever, or I should have spoken to the client or whatever. Well, but like,
it's just something to learn from. It's another factor 100%. That we just, you know, you learn and you improve. So, you know, next time.
Definitely a learning curve from that one, which is, 100% get the finish time and get all the timing details exactly from the client.
And then
set in black and white in email or something.
And on top of that, set out the expectations of what the extra kind of fees are for the band.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
If there is.
Yes.
Like if we're booked to play until 12 and they want us to play until 1, then, you know, I think it's fair to say you should be charging, you know, a bit extra for that service.
Oh, 100%.
So, yeah, it's just about, you know, making sure you've got your plan, making sure the client is aware of it. And then there's no issues. So that's all good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Definitely. That's a good point, man. That's a good learning curve.
That's why I'm here.
Good.
Yeah. So what about, so going into the new year, what are things, like, have you written down like goals, aims and goals for the band going ahead in this new year?
Yeah.
You got targets to hit or?
So the targets to hit is literally 50 gigs this year. New Year's Eve gig as well. We really need to get a New Year's Eve gig. I mean, this band's only been going, this year is going to be our third year. Once we get past April, that'll be the start of our third year. So we're still in our second year, technically.
Yeah.
But April onwards, this year, will be our third year. So yeah, I am determined to get a New Year's Eve gig. I mean, a big goal of mine is to get a New Year's Eve gig abroad with Penthouse 5.
Yeah.
But yeah, whether it's that this year or not, New Year's Eve at least would be great. Developing two more acts under the name of Penthouse 5, which we're already planning to do. So that's the four piece. I've got a couple of ideas, which...
I was going to say, are we allowed to talk about that? Are you going to keep it under wraps? Or?
No, we can talk about it. I mean, it's literally...
We don't hold anything back.
No one's going to watch us anyway. What is it? By the time you watch this, we've already done it.
We're going to say we're already dead.
Yeah, maybe. Or listening, whatever. Anyway, get back on topic, bro. So, yeah, a couple of ideas. I wanted to create some more different like acts under the Penthouse 5 umbrella. Because we got our main band, which is the 5-piece with the male singer. And we got a 7-piece now as well. And that's like slow to the burner. But we still got the option at least anyway. Mm-hmm. We have a duo already, which we've used like a fair amount since the beginning. But some other projects I'm looking to do. We got the 5-piece as well, the female singer. Again, that's a slow burner as well. But like we got some gigs this year with it. But yeah, other ideas I want. I'm trying to put together the 5-piece that's more like soul Motown. So we have our type of style, which is like pop, R&B, soul, like throwback 90s, like kind of be like what we grew up listening to, right? Yeah. Like anyone who's like 30, 40, that kind of era. And with some dance and garage music in there as well. So we have our kind of particular niche. The 5-piece with the female is more like soul Motown, that kind of vibe. Mm. And the singer I've chosen to use as well is fucking incredible.
Yeah, but I haven't met her yet. I'm looking forward to it though.
I mean, yeah, her vocal is incredible. She's not the greatest at replying to messages, so which makes you
women.
Yeah, but to be fair, Alex Tan, who is our female singer, she is very, very good at replying. Like, I literally sat down this morning and was creating a set list that we've now got to work on for February onwards. And she replied to me straight away. Like, she's very good at that.
Well, yeah, it just depends on the person and stuff. And yeah.
Yeah. I mean, everyone has pros and cons about their work ethic and stuff. And, and that's just a great thing about her.
What's the name of the new singer?
Tahira.
And how old is she?
I'm not sure. She's in her 20s, maybe mid 20s.
Okay. I was going to say if she was like early 20s. So, okay. So it might just be an experience thing.
Yeah. But she did a tour backing vocals for a pop act. I can't remember the name.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, big name.
So no excuse, really.
Yeah. But no, she's wicked.
So. Yeah, I'm really looking. You've been talking really bigging her up, so I can't wait to meet her and play with her.
She did the Sheraton gig that we used to do at the hotel. She did like before our band took over it. We did Purple Rain. She smashed it and like literally goosebumps. Man, it's so good. So good.
Okay.
Yeah, man. But yeah, we're going to make that, put that together. The other couple of ideas I got, which we kind of started working on, we did it in Ibiza, which was the 4-piece band, which is drums, keys, bass, and lead vocal, male vocal.
It's like more dance-centric,
It's more dance, house music, garage music. Yeah. It's more that and pop.
Because that 90s kind of piano... led kind of dance vibe it's coming back into modern music, so we could advertise that as like a 90s throwback dance band, but we've got a really wide you know, portfolio of songs from nowadays. Like, we just started playing the new Dua Lipa song. I suppose that's more kind of disco vibe, but I mean, there's a ton of songs in the top 40 where you can easily pick out all the 90s influences. It's really running back, so it's a good time to jump on it,
to do something like that's it, man. So we've already started that anyway, and we'll do more at the uni. And then the other final thing I'm thinking of doing is just like a trio, and that'll be myself. So it's gonna be probably like instrumental trio, which would be drums, bass, and guitar. No keys.
What,
you gone?
But you won't get any gigs though. Like, you're like, what's there to see?
Dave, you can't be part of everything, right?
Why?
No, that's God, it's just it. It's just
that. Why don't I play drums on the keyboard?
Get rid of Steve. Right. Yeah, swing. It's just a few other little projects anyway. Those kind of things. Really it's just to try and test the water, see
absolutely.
You know, see what else we can make, see what works, you know. That's again, it's part of I don't know, it's kind of like trial and error, you know. Like, again, we put all the effort into the 7-piece. It hasn't really taken at the moment. Who's to say it won't? But, you know, you've got to try some other projects as well, you know. And the point of the these other acts and stuff that we want to make is really just to try and get different gigs, just to try and explore different areas.
You're just dipping your toe in the water. Like one, one of the new options might really take.
We might
be getting more gigs with that than with the main band. So, you know, it's like any business. You want to expand your portfolio. Mm. You want to offer different products to your consumer base.
Yeah.
And you know, if you make a new product and that catches and sweet, then you got yourself more business. So.
Absolutely, man. Yeah. But so that's pretty much it. What were you gonna say?
No.
I mean, that's pretty much it from, I guess the goals of the band for this year is, like I said, make a few more projects like that. See what happens with it. Keep it rolling. Obviously, keep on building on momentum and developing the stuff we already do. Especially the five piece. I mean, the Penthouse 5 is really the main five piece with the male vocal, and that's what's done the best. That's what we've put most effort into, and I think the goal is really to keep on top of things, like keep improving everything we can, you know. Like, I mean, 2018 when we had those rehearsals, like our very first rehearsals and stuff like that, like we really put in the effort where we, you know, went through the songs, rehearsed them all, and then we got to the point where we ran it as a show. And then I remember watching the video back and I made notes, and it's like, okay, this is how this is going to flow. We changed the order of this, you know. We kind of had a bit of structure to it, you know, and how we're doing lights and how we'd end and stuff like that. And I think just need to build up on that a bit more, you know, like, yeah, just try and learn from everything that's around, you know. Like one of the reasons I did the Garage Medley, and I think that works so well as the last song to the first set, is because it really peaks and ends on a massive climax.
Yeah.
Just with the music and the way the medley works, and the way I want, before I put those songs together, and that I really was inspired by the musical Wicked, because when you watch that right before the intermission, the last thing is the massive, most climactic part of the whole musical. And it literally blows your mind. Like, you literally, the highest note, the whole scene is just like amazing. And then it just goes all black like that, you know? And I was like, fuck, I can't wait for the next section, you know? And you're just chatting about it, like, to whoever you're watching with. Oh my God, how good was that? Like, you know? And you're like buzzing, waiting for the next part. And that's exactly what I wanted for the band, to smash the first set and then start the next set with an anticipation from the audience.
That's interesting, actually. Like, potentially having a bigger climax the end of the first set than the end of the second. Because like you say, if you can end it in the best, end the first set in the best way possible, the people are going to want to stay and check out what 100%. The rest are going to do. That's clever. I like that.
And I think it's really important as well. I think I've read something recently, but it was about you know, the first thing you hear and the last thing, like we were talking earlier about you know, the outfits you wear is the first impression, those kind of things. And I remember hearing it years and years ago when I was like in school and stuff like that. It's like, you know, the very last thing you hear is what the people remember, or the very first thing, you know.
Jim Quick talks about that. He's like the learning memory guy. It's like, if someone gives you a long sequence of numbers, you'll remember the first few and you'll remember the last few. In the middle is where it'll get hazy. And
so play whatever you want.
but like you say, you can apply that to us. You want to make sure that the start and the end.
Yeah.
Obviously you want it all to be good, but you want them to be the climaxes. Yes. So people are gonna be, you know, the takeaways.
That's exactly why we used to have the intro, which we needed to put back in.
Yeah, we did.
You know? But like, for example, we're gonna run out of time here in a sec. But we used to have an intro, and we still need to get back to that. But it was before, if we played an event which didn't have a first dance, for example, just a corporate event or something like that, or a party, we used to start with this intro that was specifically to get attention. It was
a hype intro. It's not even a song. It's
30
just
seconds. And it was like full band, full volume.
Yeah, when you remember to plug your bass in.
My mistakes. Pro and cons. There you go. But anyway, we're going to have to wrap it up there, I guess. Yeah. Bit of a throwback to 2019.
Yeah,
probably a few more things we could have discussed, but
that's all right.
It was good. We have
more things to talk about in 2020, man. Let's look ahead.
Oh, man, there's going to be some good shit happening. Yeah. I know it.
It's going to be good.
Anyway, thank you for watching the Penthouse 5 podcast, and thank you for listening. If you're on audio, can you hear me? But yeah, make sure you check us out. We're going to be doing this every Wednesday, 6 a.m. We're going to be uploading the video and the audio. So make sure you check us out. Penthouse 5 band. That's Penthouse number 5 band. All social media. And you can find us, the podcast, on all of that. Anything to say, Dave, before we peace out?
Thanks for listening. If you did, throw us some comments. Give us a shout. We'd love to hear from you. Any questions you have, any feedback. We want to build a community of musicians. And even if you're not a musician, you know, and you just enjoy the podcast, say hello, talk to us. That's what we want.
All right. Thanks for watching, guys. Thanks for listening. Peace out.